Like you said in my book, it's a little artificial for us. It's very, it's not in...
Dhinam is unknown to yourself.
That's a fact.
Saucham, satta saucham, yeah. Saucham is cleaning them. The Western people, they do not know what is cleaning them. And remember, Brahmin Chanana's name is Suchi. All is clean. Three times bathing, three times changing cloth. It doesn't matter loin cloth. The cloth must be changed.
Outer cloth.
Huh?
Outer cloth?
Yes.
Dhoti, like that?
No. Take bath, you have to change your cloth. It becomes wet. This is clean. Satta saucham bhyam. Sameno dhameno. Brahmachari. Tapasya brahmacharya. Tapasya, the first beginning of tapasya is brahmacharya. This is human life. Tapasa, brahmacharyena, samena, dhamena va. Then truthfulness, cleanliness, controlling the senses. These things are different. Otherwise, what is the difference between dogs and animals?
People don't see what the gain will be. If one, people don't see in Western countries or appreciate what the gain will be by exerting much effort in these ways.
That they do not know what is the real gain. They think this body is the gain. And beyond this body, there is another gain that is unknown. They do not know it. That is the defect of the civilization. They are taking care of the body. But beyond the body, there is something else, which is itara. Even after the annihilation of the body, it does not become destroyed, that they do not know. There is no education, there is no research, there is no college, there is no science to understand. But that kind of taking care of the body, the dogs know. Sometimes the dogs, they rub their body on the ground like that. Mm. That makes them rejuvenate. A horse also do that.
Mm.
So I have to take care of the body, they know. They have different methods. Well, that is known to them. Before the horse, you give them some meat, they love it. And give them peace, they are immediately.
Give them milk?
Huh?
Milk?
No, meat.
Meat, you will not take.
And the dog is improved in this life.
Mm.
Give him a lot of meat, he will take. So there is difference between dogs like, horses like, human and animals.
They know how to look after the bodies.
Yeah.
So then the argument that animals have no intelligence.
But what is your intelligence? You are using the intelligence for the same purpose. What is the use of your intelligence? Animal has no intelligence, you have no intelligence. What you are doing? It's more than the animals. That we are protesting, that why you should remain in the animal intelligence.
Mm.
That is our propaganda.
If you can't prove yourself capable of taking use of better facility, then again you get less facility.
Yeah.
You explained very nicely how these boys and girls, they'll sit on the floor. What is the need to manufacture a chair? So a civilization which is geared to unnecessarily increasing the necessities is simply glorified. That is not the real business of human life.
But that thinking, this is it. To sit on the floor is primitive.
Yes.
To sit on the chair is civilized.
Mm. When we were on the plane in the first class, we were eating with our hand. And I could see these men, they were eating with knife and fork and they were looking like this. And I could see what they were thinking. They were disgusted. They were these men sitting first class, eating with their hands, very primitive and crude. And they're eating with knife and fork, and I was thinking, what are they eating? Some beef or some meat preparation like this. But they're thinking civilized.
Why?
Yes, because I have knife and fork, now I'm civilized.
I remember when I first went to Vrindavan, and I saw in the villages how they were using dirt and charcoal to clean their pots and pans.
Yes, they use it.
I thought that with my condition, I had never seen before. I thought, what is this? They're making their pots and pans dirty? Because, you know, we're so accustomed to detergents and soaps and you have to have so many things to clean.
That is not also properly clean.
No.
The downside of the pan remains black. But if you take some dirt and rub it nicely, it becomes glazing.
Mm. Dirt is very first class for cleaning.
Utensils for cooking purpose must be very, very clean. The black, the portion remains. In India, they will not touch.
Even on the bottom?
Yeah.
On the outside?
They will not touch. Oh, it is still dirty. But how are going on? What can be done? If there is no cleanliness, little rub to his soul, that's his sacrifice. What can we do? but that is not plain. If there is a black spot on the utensil, it will immediately be. My mother used to see every utensil, whether there is a spot, but seven had to examine. There is no spot, then it is finished. Otherwise she has to do again. Everything should be neat and clean. The kitchen should be very neat and clean. Washed twice daily. Open nicely. Smeared with water and lower. And if you see the kitchen, immediately it comes. It is very cleanly prepared, then offered to the deity, then you take automatically your mind becomes clean.